He is risen. President J. Reuben Clark, J.R. J. Reuben Clark, J.R., Conference Report, April 1950, pages 114-119. On the second morning after the day of the crucifixion, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Salome, Joanna, and other women, came early to the tomb where Jesus had been laid on the evening of the crucifixion, and entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted, and he saith unto them, Be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified, he is not here, behold the place where they laid him, he is risen, remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, the crafty plan of the fearsome chief priests and Pharisees, to guard the tomb lest his disciples should come and steal him away, the mighty power of Rome witnessed by the Roman watch set to prevent the theft of the body, the sealing of the tomb to make certain no one could enter all came to naught, the Christ that died to atone for the fall of Adam, had risen from the dead to make secure the resurrection of all men from the grave, for had he not said months before, speaking to the Jews in Jerusalem, I am the good shepherd, I lay down my life for the sheep, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again, this commandment have I received of my Father, as he came out from the tomb that early morning, the darkness that had covered the earth since the day Adam fell, rolled back before the divine light of the risen Lord, and then was come to pass the fruition of the divine plan that as in Adam all had died, so in Christ had all been made alive, appearances of risen Lord. In the morning of the resurrection he came forth a being of flesh and bone, even as he laid himself down, though he forbade Mary Magdalene to touch him, the other women who came to the tomb held him by the feet, and worshipped him. Sometime during this first day, he showed himself to Peter, and in the late afternoon, to the two on their way to Emmaus, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. As he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them, their eyes were opened, they knew him, and he vanished from their sight, they returned to Jerusalem, met with the 12, except Thomas, the doors were shut, they told of their visit with the risen Lord, even as they spoke, Jesus stood amongst them, he reproved and calmed their fears, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself, handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have, he asked for food. They gave him and he ate a piece of boiled fish and honeycomb. 8 days later, the 12 being again in a room with the door shut, Thomas now being with them, Jesus again suddenly stood in their midst. He bade Thomas to look at and touch his hands, to thrust his finger into the spear wound in his side, and then, said he, be not faithless, but believing. On the shores of the Sea of Galilee, he appeared to Peter, and Thomas and Nathanael of Cana, to the sons of Zebedee and two others, who had gone fishing. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, and of James, 11 of the disciples visited him on a mountain in Galilee, where he had appointed them to come. Ascension. Finally, after 40 days, he assembled them together in Jerusalem, and then leading them out as far as Bethany, where Mary and Martha and Lazarus lived, and while they still beheld him, a cloud received him out of their sight. Two men stood before them in white apparel, and said to them, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. There is no word in the record that does not bear witness that the actual body that Joseph and Nicodemus had laid in the tomb had come forth out of it, a resurrected, glorified being, a body of flesh and bone, as he himself said. Sometime after his resurrection, he came to this continent, set up his church and did mighty works. From the beginning of his ministry he had foretold this mighty miracle of death and resurrection, to the multitudes in the temple courts, challenging his first cleansing of the temple and demanding a sign of his authority. Jesus said, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. They thought he spoke of the marble courts, the holy place, the holy of holies, but he spake of the temple of his body. Messiahship affirmed, declaring to the Jews his relationship to the Father. He said, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. To the Jews in the temple, Jesus declared, And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said signifying what death he should die. Time and again he declared his messiahship, first by implication when, in the temple at 12 years with the doctors, both hearing them, and asking them questions, he asked, on Mary's reproof, Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? To the woman of Samaria who said that when the Messiah came he would tell them the truth, Jesus smith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he, at Caesarea Philippi. Peter, replying to his question, But whom say ye that I am? Declared, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus blessed him, saying, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. When the Jews, lifted up in the pride of their hearts, proclaimed Abraham their father, Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. To the impudent demand of Caiaphas, Art thou the Christ the Son of the Blessed? Jesus replied, I am, and ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Thus did Jesus testify again and again to his own messiahship. Thus did those touched by a divine testimony, likewise testify, the redemption, the central point in the great plan framed in the grand council of heaven before the world was formed, was the redemption from the mortal death brought by the fall, and this mortality was necessary that the spirits of man might be tabernacled in the flesh. His whole earthly career was pivoted about his atoning sacrifice, his crucifixion and resurrection. He, himself, had proposed the plan, yet, so tutored, so led, so destined, so knowing, as the hour of his sacrifice drew near, his mortal heart grew fearsome. In the temple, after saying, Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit, he added, sensing the approaching sacrifice, Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. In Gethsemane, he prayed, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee, take away this cup from me. But then, immediately, the divinity in him rising and taking command, he said, Nevertheless not what I will, but what thou wilt. As they met the Judas-led multitude coming to arrest him, Peter cut off the right ear of Malichus. Jesus said unto Peter, Put up thy sword into the sheath, the cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? On the cross, in the agony of expiring mortality, he cried aloud to the Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The Messiah's place, of the Messiah's place in the divine economy of God's universe, John declared, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made, in him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. To the woman of Samaria, of whom Jesus asked to drink of water drawn from the well of Jacob, Jesus said about himself, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. To the multitude, 5,000 strong, which he had fed with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he declared his place, I am the bread of life, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Again as he taught in the treasury of the temple, he spoke to the Pharisees concerning himself, I am the light of the world, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. To the people in the temple courts, he declared, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And in the upper chamber on the night of the Last Supper, discoursing to his disciples, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father, but by me. He told them of his going away, saying, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. On the Mount of Olives, he said, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Out near Bethany, at the Ascension, as a cloud enfolding him, hid him from sight of his disciples, an angel declared, This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Stephen, before he fell asleep, battered to death with stones, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God, he is risen, even as the angel said to the women at the tomb in the early morning of the resurrection, he is risen and the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sit in the region and shadow of death light is sprung up. He is risen, leaving with us the word that salvation is in him alone. For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. He is risen, with the glorious promise to us that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the things of this world will be added. He is risen, trailing death is captive. He is risen, the first fruits of them that slept. He is risen, that all men may likewise rise, each to the station and glory to which his life and works and testimony entitle him. And when we are risen, shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? He is risen, that as in Adam all died, so in Christ shall all be made alive. For even the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live, and hearing, shall be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Testimony of divinity. For well nigh two full millennium since he walked and talked with men, and from today till time merges into the eternities to come, the divine message vouchsafed to the humble Martha, cumbered about much serving, shall bring joy to God's children. I am the resurrection, and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Then from this household drudge came a glorious testimony unequalled, among the sayings of all others with whom the Christ mingled in Palestine, save alone by the words of the fisherman, Peter, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God which should come into the world. May this testimony, which is also mine, grow in the hearts of all who now have it, and may it come to all who yet seek till they find it, that they may have eternal life. I humbly pray, in the name of him who died that man might live, and who is now risen. Amen.